Audio 39. Conversation 1.
Hello, Kirsten. We didn't finish our discussion about next year's training program.
No, you're right, we didn't. Do you want to carry on now?
Well, we need to have a concrete proposal for the meeting on Friday.
Did you say Friday? I thought it had been brought forward to Thursday afternoon.
Well, that makes it even more urgent then. Anyway, I'm not quite clear about your last suggestion. Could you run it by me again?
Yes, okay. Well, faced with the need to be fully compliant with the new legislation by early next year, I think we have at least 70 staff who need to be up to speed by the end of this year.
How many did you say?
70. 7-0. But instead of training them all, I suggest we buy in training sessions and offer these to a few key managers, working on the principle that they can all pass the content on to their own staff. We should have everyone trained up by January.
How many were you planning to offer it to?
Just the 8 heads of department. Make a single group.
And what you're saying is you don't think we have enough of our own trainers to provide this internally?
No, it's not that we don't have the trainers. We don't have the expertise.
Okay, well, on that point, it may not be entirely relevant, but I've heard some negative feedback recently on other internal training sessions.
That's interesting. Could you clarify exactly what the problems were? Oh, actually, no, it doesn't matter. I guess it's a bit off topic right now.
Okay, I think you suggested a provider. What was their name again? Consuelo, did you say?
That's right. Given the limited number of companies offering this training, we don't actually have much choice.
No, that's right. Oh, that reminds me. Have you heard that Leon's leaving to go and work for another training provider?
Yes, I heard. Knowing how demotivated he's been about his job recently, I'm not too surprised.
Yes, anyway. Sorry, that's a bit of a digression. Let's get back to the main issue. Are there any other loose ends? What haven't we dealt with yet? Shall we talk about the proposal for distance learning?
Yes, we need to do that. And we haven't looked at the question of timing yet, or dealt with the cost.
I know. By the way, talking about costs, I haven't seen that report on the e-learning project yet.
Yes. I remembered that yesterday. I was going to write it this morning, but
okay,
Martin came in and...
I know you're busy.